Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Prosperity Bible, The Greatest Writings of All Time, on the Secrets to Wealth and Prosperity, is a large anthology in the self-help and prosperity genre, compiled around Napoleon Hill's influential ideas on achievement and wealth building. Rather than presenting a single continuous argument, it gathers classic writings from Hill and other early personal development thinkers such as Benjamin Franklin, James Allen, Wallace D. Wattles, Florence Scovel Shinn, and others. The purpose of the collection is to show that prosperity is shaped not only by external conditions, but by disciplined thought, belief, purposeful action, and character. Its core approach reflects the early success literature tradition: desire initiates progress, faith reinforces it, auto-suggestion trains the mind, and persistence turns intention into results, because of its anthology format. The book is both a survey of foundational prosperity philosophy and a practical reference for readers interested in the historical roots of modern self-improvement writing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, prosperity as an inner discipline rather than a matter of luck. A central idea running through the anthology is that wealth and prosperity are not treated as accidental outcomes. Instead, the book repeatedly presents prosperity as something that begins in the mind and is shaped by habits of attention, expectation, and action. This is a defining feature of Napoleon Hill's influence on the collection. External circumstances matter, but they do not fully determine outcomes. The deeper claim is that people participate in creating the conditions of their own advancement by clarifying what they want, maintaining belief in it, and acting consistently. That perspective makes the book less about quick financial tactics and more about personal agency. It asks readers to examine whether their internal assumptions support or block progress. In that sense, the anthology is especially interested in the psychology of abundance, not just the mechanics of earning money. The result is a broad philosophy of prosperity that links money, character, purpose, and self-direction. Secondly, desire, faith, and auto-suggestion as the mental sequence behind achievement. The book strongly reflects Napoleon Hill's classic sequence for achievement: desire comes first. Faith strengthens the desire, and auto-suggestion helps impress it on the subconscious mind. This progression gives the anthology a recognizable structure, even though it contains many authors. Desire is treated as more than wishful thinking. It is the initial organizing force that directs effort. Faith then functions as a stabilizing force, allowing the reader to act before evidence is visible. Auto-suggestion is the practical bridge, because repeated ideas, images, and affirmations are meant to condition the subconscious toward a chosen goal. This model matters because it turns prosperity into a process rather than a vague hope. The book suggests that mental repetition and emotional conviction can shape behavior long before external results appear. Whether or not a reader accepts the philosophy literally, the framework is influential because it connects inner belief to outer discipline. It also helps explain why the anthology remains important in the history of self-help. It gives readers a method for turning intention into sustained focus. Thirdly, the anthology format preserves a broader prosperity tradition beyond Hill alone. One of the book's most distinctive features is that it is not just another presentation of Think and Grow Rich. It functions as a curated library of classic prosperity writing, bringing together different voices from the broader personal development tradition. That matters because it shows that the idea of prosperity was never limited to one author or one method. Benjamin Franklin brings practical frugality and self-management. James Allen emphasizes thought and character. Wallace D. Wattles contributes a metaphysical account of getting rich, and Florence Scovel Shinn adds spiritual and affirmation-based methods. The anthology format lets readers compare these approaches and see recurring themes across decades and genres. It also gives the book historical weight. It documents how early success literature blended moral instruction, spiritual psychology, and practical advice. For readers, this is valuable because it reveals that modern productivity and mindset writing grew out of a long intellectual tradition. The book therefore works both as inspiration and as a sourcebook for understanding where prosperity ideas came from. Fourthly, wealth is linked to persistence, enthusiasm, and organized action beyond mental attitude. The book repeatedly stresses that prosperity requires consistent behavior. Several of the included writings emphasize persistence, enthusiasm, initiative, and the willingness to act on opportunity. This keeps the collection from being a purely abstract meditation on belief. Instead, it treats action as the proof of intention. Desire without effort is incomplete, and optimism without discipline is unstable. The emphasis on organized action also reflects Hill's broader success philosophy. Success is built through deliberate habits, clear objectives, and continued effort under difficulty. Enthusiasm is especially important because it is presented as a force that sustains influence and momentum. In practical terms, this means the book encourages readers to think in terms of daily conduct rather than one-time inspiration. The prosperity it describes is cumulative, built from repeated choices that align attention, emotion, and behavior. That focus makes the anthology useful for readers who want a philosophy of money that also addresses work ethic, resilience, and personal credibility. Lastly, a classic text for readers interested in the origins and limits of prosperity thinking, the Prosperity Bible stands out because it is both influential and divisive. For supporters, it is a major historical collection of self-help and wealth philosophy, preserving writings that shaped later personal development culture. For critics, its central figures, especially Napoleon Hill, remain controversial, and some of the ideas can seem overly dependent on mental causation or spiritualized explanations of success. This tension is part of the book's significance. It allows readers to study how prosperity literature framed ambition in the early 20th century and why those ideas still attract interest today. The book is especially useful for readers who want to understand the roots of modern mindset language, manifestation thinking, and achievement literature. It is less suited to readers seeking technical investing advice or evidence-based financial planning. Its value lies in conceptual breadth, historical depth, and influence. In that sense, it stands apart from narrower self-help books because it captures an entire tradition of prosperity thought rather than one method or one authorial voice. In conclusion, the Prosperity Bible will appeal most to readers who want a historical, philosophy-driven introduction to wealth and achievement literature. It is well-suited to people interested in personal development, the roots of modern success thinking, and the recurring idea that financial outcomes are shaped by thought, belief, and disciplined action. Readers looking for concrete investment strategy or personal finance instruction may find it too abstract, but those seeking a deeper account of prosperity psychology will find substantial value in it. One of its main benefits is that it gathers several foundational voices into a single volume, making it easier to compare different approaches to money, character, faith, and effort. That anthology structure is also what sets it apart from many other books in the genre. Instead of offering one author's system, it preserves a wider tradition of prosperity writing and shows how ideas about desire, auto-suggestion, persistence, and organized action developed over time. Its lasting relevance comes from that combination of historical breadth and practical mindset training. If you would like to support Napoleon Hill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.